Unit 7. This is an interview with an author who has written a book about the sinking of the Titanic.
I suppose that you found much of the initial research that you had to do for your new book on the Titanic easy to do, but I suppose as you got into the subject, it may have become more difficult to track down details.
Well, in writing a novel, you want a good basis in fact, but at some point imagination has to take over. The details that are important are sometimes the imagined ones. Sensual touch, feel, smell, the things you have to imagine for a person can come to make a believable character can come out of your own life as much as it will come out of research once you have your facts straight.
I said, did you find that to be fertile creative ground?
It was interesting because it's ground which has been well worked. There's been a movie about the Titanic, as you know, a movie made in the 30s or 40s, which is very sentimental with the band playing Nearer My God to Thee and Freddie Bartholomew sinking and there's not a dry eye in the house. To do it in a fresh way was a challenge, and one of the reasons that I was interested in the material, because you have a situation, a large and diverse group of people in caught in extremis, really,
mm-hmm.
and against a backdrop of an event which was really one of the major technological achievements of the day in 1912 when the Titanic was launched. It was said that God himself couldn't sink the Titanic, and yet people from vastly different walks of life, caught at different points in their own lives, were thrown into disaster suddenly, inexorably.
That was truly one of the ironies attendant to the Titanic, was it not?
Oh, that's one of the things that makes it such a provocative situation and why I think it continues to appeal to the imaginations not only of the public but of writers and filmmakers.
It's like the Frankenstein monster in that respect.
In a sense, yes. Technology gone awry. Technology totally violating the expectations of the public. And man who wishes to put his faith in machines.